You're listening to Mark Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the night of Jumu'ah Friday. It is the 9th of Muharram 1445 here in South Africa. So inshallah we will discuss about Jummah of the introduction, and I want to speak to you a little bit about Masjid al-Aqsa, and our main focus will be on Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My brothers, tonight is the night of Jumu'ah. Remember that, what should we do? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us, Aksiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-Jumu'ah. Read abundant Durood Sharif, salawat, salutations upon me on a Friday. This is authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. So every day we should be reading, but on the night of Friday, the day of Friday, we should increase the quantity. Why? It is the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day, the best night of the week. And that is salawat and Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif, Durood is a Farsi word, Persian word. It refers to a bumper harvest, a bumper crop. So when you have a bumper harvest, a bumper crop, you are going to sell it in minimum time for a maximum profit. P-R-O-F-I-T. So similarly here, if we just read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah jalla wala will enhance our iman. You heard Mufti Sahib speaking about Medina. I'll go there and apna dastan sunaunga. That's our honorable ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haq Sahib. When I left here, South Africa, 1974, we completed Hifz here in South Africa by my honorable ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah. In 1970, we completed. 74, we went. So we didn't know who our teachers will be. And Hazrat Mufti Sahib was appointed that year, and we were his first students, his first batch, there in Karachi in 1974. So, Hada min fadli Rabbi, Hada rahmatun mi Rabbi. Until today we go and sit in his lessons and so forth, so that we can imbibe and take the maximum benefit. Allah grant him siha afiyah. And that is how Allah Ta'ala will bless us, inshallah, that we keep contact with the pious people. Second, what we should do, brothers, is we know that what is happening in today's world is all the fitna of Dajjal. You see what is happening? They're targeting our children everywhere in the world. What is their slogan, my brothers? You should know all these things. We are queer, we are queer, we are here, we are here, we're coming for your children. Openly they are telling us, so what are we doing about this, my brothers? Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us in the Noble Quran, chapter 66, verse 6, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Ey iman walo, oh you believe, 89 times this phrase is used in the Noble Quran, save yourself and your family, your children from the fire. So what should we do tonight and every day? MashaAllah, tonight, tomorrow, we read the entire Surah Qaf. من قرأ سورة الكهف ليلة الجمعة أضاء له من النور ما بينه وبيت البيت الأديق. That you are reading here in Durban, South Africa, on the night of Jumu'ah, Surah Kahf, Allah Jalla Wala will bless you with radiance and effulgence from where you are right till the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Hadith in Darimi. And you can't manage tonight, then tomorrow read, Man qara'a Surah Al-Kahf yawm al-Jumu'ah, adha'a lahum min al-Nur ma bayn al-Jumu'atayn. From one Friday till the next Friday, Allah will bless us with nur, radiance and effulgence. The hadith is authentic in Sunan Nasai. So everyone, and daily we should try and read either the first 10 verses or the last 10 verses or both of Surah Al-Kahf. The hadith authentic in Mustadrak Hakim. Usiman min fitnatid Dajjal. You will be protected and safe from the trials and tribulation of Dajjal. See artificial intelligence. What and what? Today, wallahi, I'm sitting in this masjid. A father sent me a question, and he told his daughter that don't go and watch the movie, Barbie. So the daughter in turn said, show me in the Quran where transgender is haram. So I'm sitting in a masjid, my brothers. This is our children. They will pose these questions to you. Then the father said, I didn't know what answer to give my beloved daughter. So I told him that tell your daughter, Surah 4, verse 119, where Iblis, Satan, Lucifer, when he was expelled and kicked out from Jannah, he took various oaths. And what happened then? He said, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I, Iblis, Shaitan, Lucifer, will command them that they must change the creation of Allah. She's born Eve, but now Eve decided to become Steve. He's born Steve, but Steve wants to become Eve. And that gender, they got nothing to do with the private in today's modern, private parts and so forth in today's modern society. It's what is in your head, in your mind. You go to the West, children go to school, they're 5, 6, 7 years old. So they ask them, what is your gender? What you think? So you get one guy, he's a sharpshooter. He say, me, I'm a binary. They say, I'm male and female. I hit both ways. I play double wicket. You know, shaitaniyat, you must remember. And then we say, no, it can never come in my family and all these type of things. So brothers, you need to wake up. And we as parents, as teachers, as seniors, we should be teaching our children, O beta, O beti, that my love for you commands me that I have to tell you, come we both read every day Surah Al-Kahf. And we will be protected from all the fitna of the Dajjal. This is the job of the media. I'm 20 years plus in media. They will hype up all the vices. You must remember these type of things there. And then our Muslim, his name is Bilal. But Bilal's thought process is like Bali. And her name, my daughter's name is Maryam. But Maryam's thought process and thinking just like Mary. So that is how they win the war. They're going to come and take your children. They won't come and kidnap them. They will show you Barbie and they will show you some other thing right in your house. And you will be addicted to it. The dada also is watching. The nanny also is watching. Father-in-law and daughter-in-law also are watching. So what you expect then, my brother? So think properly which way we are going. Next one. Today, a very, very unfortunate incident took place. وَالنَّاسُ أَنْهَا غَافِلُونَ. But the Ummah is fast asleep. It's the third time our Palestinians, they call him Ibn al-Himar, the son of a donkey. And tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. In Surah Jumu'ah, chapter 62, which comprises 11 verses, go and open Surah Jumu'ah 62, Surah 62, verse 5. Allah calls them donkeys for the jutlas, the haramis. كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. That they are like donkeys and they're carrying big, big books and encyclopedias. So today, Etimad Ben Gwer, the Minister of Security, he went with his settlers and said, who can stop me? This is the third time he's entering Masjid al-Aqsa. When Ariel Sharon went in with his boots and all, and 2,000 army went in, that time I told him, Ari, how they call Benjamin B.B., they used to call Ari, they used to call Ariel Sharon Ari. I used to say, Ari, you're going to pay a heavy price for this. Lo and behold, Allah ki lati be awaz hai. When the stick of Allah hits, Allah put him in Sakarat for 8 years straight. That is Allah. So you must wake up. We can't rely on this Arab tanpa dictators, Ghaddar, Murtads. And you think what they will do? They say, now we condemn it. Next day they're doing business as usual with Israel. So we have to name them, we have to shame them, we have to nail them. Then you can say you're a mujahid and doing something for Aqsal Mubarak. Mawlana read now of Makkah, Medina, very good. But never forget our first Qibla. Remember that is Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. That Masjid, this is the plot of the Jutlas and the Haramis and the Zionists. They took Palestine and they made it Israel in 48. They took Jerusalem, Al-Quds, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas in 67. And they're challenging us and saying, it's our eternal undivided capital. And then they have their flag. It's the only country in the world, basically, that doesn't have a constitution and doesn't have borders also. If you ask them, what's your borders? They will tell you it's disputed borders. This is the Israeli flag, a white flag. It has blue line on top, blue line at the bottom. So that blue line is not some decoration and, you know, just some making something beautiful. It's a smack in every Muslim's face, a true Muslim. Min al-Furati ila al-Nil. You go to Iraq, we've been there, to the Euphrates River. And go to Egypt, to the River Nile. So from River Nile to Euphrates, this they call Eretz Israel, Greater Israel. Therefore, they want to steal the whole West Bank. That side already in Iraq, they got their Shia brothers. And the founder of Shia Azam is a Jew, as I'll explain to you just now. And in River Nile, Egypt, they got their brother there, Ibn Uzla, Yahudiya, the Pharaoh there, Sisi. So his mother was a Jewess. You see how well they played their cards. But they forget, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. Now with this new reform of theirs, تَرْكُ آگ لَگ گئی گر کی چراغ. Before I came, I smiled. Hey, you Jutlas. Oh, you Haramis. You recording me? Record this. Your newspaper says today, your Harets, Israelis are rushing for new passports. They want the Greece passport. They want the Germany passport. They want the Canadian passport. Didn't I tell you? You must take out your passports. Because we're going to send you packing out from there. And my brothers and sisters, my children, 6 million of them in the diaspora will come back to Palestine. And we will be the rightful owners of Palestine again. So you, the Ummah, many parts of the world, majority of the world, tonight is already the night of Ashura. And remember, Inna Zamana Qad Istadara Ala Hayatihi. The year 61, when Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu arda was standing there with the Ahlul Bayt, it was the night of Friday. It was the day of Friday. It was Ashura 10 Muharram. The year was 61 in Maidan-e-Tufuf. I went there personally to go see, to cry, to make dua. That you must remember how we can forget what the Sahaba did. What Auladul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did. What the Ahlul Bayt did. We can never forget all these things. But we must know our facts and we must be able to present them and show the world that we are the people who belong to Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We want peace on this world, but you all want to steal our pieces of land. You want to steal our resources and then you come and tell us that we are the terrorists. How can that be? So imagine now, Palestine, Israel. Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, their capital, they say. Now Eretz Israel, steal more and more from where Ad-Daffatul Gharbiya, the West Bank, had occupied. Steal more and more of the Arab land and the Muslim land. And then they come to Haikal-e Sulaimani, what they call Temple Mount, Al-Qubbatu Sakhra, Dome of the Rock, and replace it, you must remember, with what? With their temple there. But yesterday, day for yesterday's paper, God, Haaretz, they say, Benjamin Netanyahu, you just made such a mess, now we won't get the temple. Wamakaru, wamakarallah. That is Allah Ta'ala's divine plan and Allah's curse on them. They're not a chosen nation, they are a cursed nation. So tonight, if you are in that part of the world where tonight is Laylatul Ashura, tomorrow is Day of Ashura, cry to Allah, Allah Ta'ala lets these things happen. so that there will be a conflict between haq and batil. Innal batila kana zahuqa. Always the batil, the falsehood will fall, remember that. We, tomorrow night in South Africa is Ashura night. Big night it is, auspicious night. And Saturday is the day of Ashura. So remember, there are many things we should do. We should be fasting and we should be making sincere tawbah. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, تَابَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ وَيَتُوبُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. Allah accepted the tawbah of a people in the past, the Israelites, Bani Israel. وَيَتُوبُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. And in generations to come, Allah will accept their tawbah. And then you know your wives are waiting, mashallah, tonight, tomorrow night. So if your Ashura is tonight, like in majority countries, then mashallah, go to your wife and tell her, honey, take the money and so forth, you know. So make them happy also. Why you want to be so hard and harsh with them and so forth and so on? So man wasa'a ala li'iyalihi yawma Ashura, wasa'a Allahu sa'ira sanati. The hadith is weak, but it's acceptable in Fadail, in Mishkat and Bayhaqi, and a lot of kitabs you will find it there. So inshallah, that is the actions we should do. We started the series, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise takes place. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is the Khalifa for 2.25 years. Then we have Umar Farooq, Amirul Mu'mineen. Sayyidina Umar becomes the Khalifa for more than 10.5 years. And that is where we ended last night. So today, now Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala, what happened during his time and what lesson should we learn? It was the first of Muharram that Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the Khalifa. The year is 24. Wama adraka man Usman. Who is Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu? Listen to all his manaqib and virtues and so forth. A person came from Egypt and he met Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, I want to ask you questions. He said, this Usman, in the Battle of Badr, he was not present. He said, yes, that's correct. He said, in the Battle of Uhud, farra, he ran away. He said, yes, that's correct. He said, in the Battle of Hudaybiyah, meaning the peace treaty, he was not there. He said, yes, correct. He said, how come all these things happen? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, come I tell you who Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu warda. He said, during the Battle of Badr, 17th Ramadan on a Friday, second year after Hijrah, he was supposed to participate. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lovely, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beloved daughter, Ruqayya radiallahu anha, fell very ill. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him, Ya Usman, you stay here with your wife, my daughter, and you will be counted as a Badri Sahabi. Inshallah, if we are victorious, we will give you a share from the booty and spoils of war. And that is what happened. The person got a shock. They said, yes, it's true. When a battle of Uhud took place in Shawwal, the next year on the 7th of Shawwal, third year, then some Sahaba heard Nabi alayhi salatu salam was assassinated, Allah forbid. So they ran away. And for Afa and whom Almighty Allah forgave them. So who are you to castigate them, criticize them? As far as Hudaybiyah goes, it was in Zulqadah in the 6th year of the Hijrah. If there was a more honorable person, Azzu min Usman, then Nabi alayhi salam should have sent him. But in the eyes of the Quraysh, because they blockade, they said, no, you cannot perform the Umrah. You have to come next year and you will spend 3 days. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose him, selected him for Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. You go inside Makkah Mukarramah, we are here in Hudaybiyah, today called Shumaysiyah. When you see the boards, you will see Shumaysiyah, that's Hudaybiyah. Then go and negotiate with them. They even suggested to him, Ya Usman, you perform Umrah and remember we're giving you the permission. He said, you want to give me permission? And my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't give permission? How can that behove me? Then there in Hudaybiyah, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his own yadihi al-sharifa, his own mubarak hand, and said, this is my hand, and this is the hand of Usman. And Usman is taking, yeah, the oath of allegiance on me again. So that is in Usman. If there was a person really honored, in that sulah, in that peace treaty, it was Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. You want to hear more, brother? So he said, yes. He said, when the battle of Tabuk took place, in the 90th of the Hijrah, the month of Rajab, when Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced, every male who is able, capable, must participate. 30,000 sahaba came. Mustadrak Hakim's riwayat and hadith. Who is going to do the logistics? Go open Mishkat Sharif, go open Musnad Ahmad and see. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu came with 1,000 gold coins. وَيُقَلِّبُهُ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spinning it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so elated and delighted. مَا ضَرَّ Uthman مَا عَمِلَ بَعْدَ الْيَوْمِ O Uthman, you did this ummah such a favor, no harm will come to you. When he came to Medina Munawwara, there was paucity, scarcity of water. And he said that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may yashtri bira ruma, who will buy this well and Allah will give him Jannah. Min sulbi mali, from my personal wealth, not go for collection. I bought that well and so forth. You want to speak about the manaqib and virtues of Sayyidina Uthman? Oh you Shias, oh you kuffar Shias, when you love somebody, then you become deaf and blind. حُبُّكَ شَيْءُ مِي وَيُسِيمْ You know in English, they stole this from us. Love is blind. Go open Mishkat Sharif, the hadith is there. حُبُّكَ شَيْءُ مِي وَيُسِيمْ It will make you deaf and blind. So when you hate somebody, then you go beyond the limits. So these kuffar Shias, they say, how can you call Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu zunnurain? The one who possesses two effulgence and two radiance, because he married Sayyidina Ruqayya radiallahu anha first, she passed away. Then the Master alayhi salam told Sayyidina Uthman, you can marry Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha. Two daughters of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Shias, they say no. These are not daughters of Nabi alayhi salam, they are the daughters of Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha from a previous marriage. So they are the stepdaughters of Nabi alayhi salam, not the daughters. So we ask you Shias, Surah 33, verse 59. Remember these references will help you in life. Surah chapter 33, verse 59. Ya ayyuha nabi, qul li azwajik wa banatik. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, address your honorable spouses and wives. Address your beloved daughters, your daughters, wa banatik. Any person who knows the rudiment, the basics of Arabic will tell you that. So what is the meaning of a banati? So therefore they make tahreef, they want to corrupt the words in the Quran and corrupt the meaning also. In Usulul Kafi, Kulaini writes that there are 17,000 verses in the Noble Quran. When we challenge them, where is the 17,000? They say it's there. We say where there? They say in the cave. Say who's in the cave? The caveman. He's going to come out, he's already in the cave for 1200 years almost. So I told them he must be very hungry and very thirsty, you see. They wanted to shoot me when I told them. So they say, no, Ashab-e Kahf were also in the cave. I say, they were in the cave. وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِيَةِ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسَاءَ 300 solar years, 309 lunar years. So your cavemen, he beat them also. So you must understand these things here. That for that we must be able to answer. So the point goes on, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Khalifa. Today you speak of Afghanistan, our Taliban today, O Ummah, they caught all of the Shias there in Kabul and other places. They wanted to make martyrdom and hit themselves, and then the police came, locked them all up. Say, Alhamdulillah. So that is Taliban, our Muslim country, if you want to call a Muslim country. Others, Allah alone knows whether you can call him Islamic country or not. So you must remember this, that we challenge the world on this issue. Go study what is the original name of Afghanistan. The original name of Afghanistan is Khurasan. So you must remember 275 years ago, 276 years ago. So Ahmad Shah Abdali, he changed the name to Afghanistan. Go to Abu Dawood, you will find the word Kabul there in the hadith. You will find the word Kabul in Abu Dawood. Understand? Sometimes we read the hadith kitab, we just fly through it, we don't even know which page the teacher is. You know how it goes. So we must learn all these things. Who conquered Afghanistan? Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. One part. Who conquered Afghanistan? Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and the other part. Everybody came after that. The British came twice, not once. And Afghanistan became a cemetery graveyard for them. Macmillan said in 61-62, first law of politics, never ever invade Afghanistan. Who did? You'll find all. Russians came 79. They said it'll be a walk in the park. What these people know, we are the Red Army. And after 10 years, they left there with their tails between their legs. And the whole Soviet Union disintegrated. Remember this. What a hiding they got. And what they said when we met them, they say that these people came with big, big beards. And they would say, Allahu Akbar, Allah, we knew we finished already. Then they say, we saw white creation coming down, dressed in white with white turban. The Malaika were there to help the Mujahideen. Then the Americanos came, the Yankees, and they said, we got a big coalition. They got rid of the Taliban after 20 years. Then they lost everything, and they had to leave their F-16s there. They had to leave their arms and ammunition there, and they all ran away. So you fought, it cost them $2 trillion, and to get Taliban out, and then they left all the arms and ammunition, the booty for them. So this is what Sayyidina Uthman did. Go read about him, where and where they conquered. You speak of Imam Bukhari, you speak of Imam Tirmidhi, you speak of Sahib Hidayah, you speak of all these Muhaddiseen, Imam Darimi and all of them. Where are they from? From Uzbekistan. I went to Uzbekistan. So go and see who conquered all these areas. It was during the time of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. We must read 2 rakat salat, salatu shukr daily. Ya Allah, what the Sahaba achieved and accomplished and so forth. That they conquered so many lands and territories. Then the jealousy came. This is the start of Shiaism. Understand it properly. I don't speak from my side. If you want, I can show you the reference, everything. There's a book, first of all, understand, in Iran, just go, you're played with Google the whole time, Madam Google and Mr. Google and all that, you're like them, you know. So go there by Madam Google and Mr. Google and ask him, where is Kash? Where is Kash? So Kash is a place in Iran. So this Iranian, this Persians, the Shias wrote a book, they call Rijalul Kashi. In that book there, Rijalul Kashi, the author writes, the founder of Shiaism is Abdullah bin Sabah. And he made his appearance, you must remember, during the Khilafat and the time of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. He hailed from Yemen. And remember Swan'a. So he is called Abdullah bin Sabah as-Swan'ani al-Yamani. You got it? If you want further, go to the fatawa and verdict of Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, where he writes, you must remember, he wrote great things against the Shias. If you study Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah's works, so he wrote, "Hum ashaddu alayna min al-Yahudi wa al-Nasara." The Shias are a greater threat and they will cause us greater harm compared to the Jews and the Christians. Because he knew what they are doing. And what they would do, that outwardly, ay a'lana bi islamihi wa abtana bi yahudiyatihi. Outside, he was a Muslim, Abdullah bin Sabah. But inside, so you must remember discreetly, he was a Jew. So it shows the chutlas, you take a coin, 5 rand, 2 rand, 1 rand, one side you put Jew, one side you put Shia, they both our arch enemy. They're both playing the same game. And all this, we will attack Israel, we will attack Iran, it's all saber rattling. So many years pass, why you never attack? So remember this, this is to fool us. So don't fall in the trap there, we must understand things, how they work out. So that is how it started. Now, he poisoned the minds of people against Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. You know, Sayyidina Ali got this virtue. Sayyidina Ali got this virtue. See, Uthman is doing this. See, Uthman is... So always you must remember, Shaitan will be there to cause havoc and disunity and fragmentation. So some people fell for this trick. I just digress for 1 minute. Because today they're using the same tactic again. And you, the Ahlul Sunnah, many of you are unaware of it. If you study Iran, I was in Iran for 12, 13 days in 2013, and you must study the history of Iran. It was conquered during the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and a portion during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala, around the year 640 or so, the Gregorian calendar. Till the year 1500, it was a Sunni country. Your Ibn Majah from Qazwin. Where is Qazwin? Qazwin is Iran. Your Imam Muslim, Nisapuri. Where's Nisapuri? It's in Iran. So, Piran-e Pir, Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, his forefathers from where? From Iran. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, from where? From Iran. And Hazrat Salman Farsi, radiallahu anhu, from Iran. So that Iran we speak about is the Sunni Iran. In the year 1501, Ismail Safavi came. In the name of Tasawwuf, in the name of Tazkiyah, in the name of Khanka, he started making zikr and doing this and that, so people start coming to him. And now that was a trap that he laid. When he had thousands of murids, and now he had a big force to be reckoned with, first thing he told them in Iran, you must go and slaughter the Sunni scholars. And that's exactly what they did. You Hanafis, you Shafi'is, you should know this. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, rahimahullah, came and studied by Imam Hanifa when he was 14 years old. And remember, he studied by Imam Malik, rahimahullah, for 3 years. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani. He's the ustad of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. Go see in Musnad al-Shafi'i, 7 places. Imam Shafi'i takes Imam Muhammad's name. So you know. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani, rahimahullah, is buried next to Tehran. A place called Ray. I went there. When people come from there, you call them Razi. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan is buried there in Iran, in Ray. Go and walk the length of breath. You won't find his cover. Nam Nishan. That is what they have done, like what India is doing now. Whatever the Muslims did, they're destroying it and demolishing it. You need to wake up and understand these things here. So in the name of the Tasawwuf, lot of things have happened. So that is what he did. So he played like a very big pious person, zakir, and you know, making a lot of zikr and so. So then the poison started filtering there. And then what happens? We fast forward now. They made so much propaganda against Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu warda, but Sayyidina Usman remembered. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Usman, Allah will give you a kameez. Allah will give you that kurta. The special kurta, the kurta of imarat and khilafat, and you must never leave it. So the people came from Egypt and they said, you are doing this, they are doing that. He said, show me what I'm doing and I'll give you the proof. They were satisfied, they went away. People came from Iraq and thus, but these people, the Khawarij, they wanted trouble and they wanted to get rid of Allah forbid of Sayyidina Usman. Go open Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah's work, Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya. Now the Muhasara, they made, they surrounded his house. He is in the house. His honorable wife Naila is there in the house. And you must remember that some family members, some Sahaba are also there. And they said, Abu Huraira took his sword. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu took his sword. Sahaba took their swords. They said, Kumu and they go from there. I will never be the first person to cause bloodshed here in Medina to Rasul. Rather, I give my life, but I won't cause bloodshed. See the sacrifice he made. For 40 days, when they would come to him, his enemies, they asked them, who purchased Bir-e Ruma when there was no water here really in Medina, very little. They said, you, O Usman. They said, Subhanallah. I bought the well, but today you're not allowing water to come to my house. He asked them that who is the one who extended this the Masjid Nabawi? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever extends Masjid Nabawi at that time, falahu jannah. They said, you Usman. He said, Subhanallah. I extended it, but you're not allowing me to go to Masjid Nabawi. He asked them that who did this and who did this in Battle of Tabuk? Who gave 300 camels? Who gave 1,000, you must remember, gold coins? He said, you Usman. He said, I did this, but you're telling me I'm the zalim, I'm the wrong person, I'm practicing on nepotism, and so forth and so on. Sayyidina Ali came, Abdullah bin Zubair came, great Sahaba all came. And it was remembered, they begged him, let us defend you, and so forth and so on. Said, no, I don't want this. No bloodshed in Madinah Munawwara. Ikraman wa takreeman li Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now you see today, brothers, make note, write it down, make mental notes. It's Laylatul Jumu'ah. Like tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu arda sees the dream. Oh Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Usman, don't be worried. La tahzan. Tomorrow, aftir ma'ana. You're going to make iftar with us. Tomorrow you're going to make iftar with us, Ya Usman, Ya Dhan Nurayn. So he fasts that Friday. It is Zulhijjah, the 18th year of the Hijrah. And then the whole night and the day he's reading Quran. When the enemies came, Na'ilah told them, Allah tastahi, you don't fear that this man here is reading Quran. And this is what he's doing. And you want to assassinate him? They said, you get away. When they started attacking, she put her fingers and hands in the way. They cut her fingers also. These are the zalims. These are the Khawarij who later on became the Shias also. So you must remember, now they were fighting for Ali radiallahu anh. But afterwards they turned against Sayyidina Ali also. You must remember this type of thing here. So what had happened was that they were assassinated. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu arda is reciting Quran, is reading Quran. Wa huwa sa'im, he's fasting. It's Yawm al-Jumu'ah. Allah wants to elevate. There are many martyrs in Islam. Sayyidina Umar is a martyr. Sayyidina Usman is a martyr. Sayyidina Ali is a martyr. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is a martyr. But the greatest martyr of all time, brothers and sisters, is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu. That title, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him. You Hamza, you are Sayyidu Shuhada, the leader of all the martyrs. Open Mustadrak Hakim. When I went to Iran and they gave me books, one book they gave is this, Fadailu Ahlul Bayt, the virtues and merits of the Ahlul Bayt. In that book also this hadith is quoted, remember that. So remember Sayyidu Shuhada. But if you ask the Ummah today, when was Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu martyred, everybody knows. Friday, Ashura, the year 61, in Maidan-e-Tufuf, in Karbala. But when we ask, when was Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu, and the greatest martyred, very few people will know. Give us the detail, they won't know. Where is our allegiance? We should know this properly. So now, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu is there. I will not retaliate. I got my army. Sahaba are there. Tabi'in are there. I don't want anybody to defend me. This is between me and Almighty Allah. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me, gave me glad tidings already. So he's reading Quran. And when they attacked him, the blood spilled. And the ayat, and you will see the Quran Sharif. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah is sufficient for you, and Allah Jalla wa Ala is all hearing and all knowing. So that is Sayyidina Usman. Go to Uzbekistan, go to the capital Tashkent, and UNESCO, they have verified it. It's not by this one that they verified it. They said this Quran is 100% genuine, and it is no addition, no omission, nothing. 100% authentic. Who is there? I show it myself. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who then becomes the Khalifa and so forth. You must remember that. Because when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was martyred, then he made a shura. He made a group of people, six. And then the challenge was between Sayyidina Usman and Sayyidina Ali. So most of them said, no, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. And the first person to put his hand in the hand of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. These are Sahaba. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala is already, his manaqib and virtues are so great. He's married to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha in the second year of the Hijrah and during the month of Ramadan. Today you tell people, my son, my daughter is getting married Ramadan, our people will say, your prince is a little bit proper or you mixed up or what? Understand? What about the chawus? What about the walima? And all these things. This is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ladli, most beloved. And remember, she was 15 years, 5 months old. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala is the husband. In the third year, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is born. In the fourth year, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala is born. So all that happened. And she had three daughters also. Who? Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha. From Sayyidina Ali. What name they chose? The same names, Sayyidina Fatima's sisters, the same name they chose for Sayyidina Fatima's daughters. Zainab, Umm Kulsum, and Ruqayya. But these Kuffar Shia tell you, no, they're not the daughters of Nabi alayhi salam, the other three and so forth. So all this happened. Now we go to the manaqib and the virtues of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. It is Muharram, 13th of Muharram, 70 of the Hijrah. And it is 150 kilometers away from Medina Khaybar. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَأُوْتِيَنَّ الرَّايَا. Tomorrow I'm giving the flag. May يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُ. Allah Jalla Wala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him. And he in turn loves Almighty Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Sahabi wanted them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Aina Ali? Go open Mishkat, go open Musnad Ahmed, all that you will find all that. So they said he's got sickness there. In his eyes, pain ended. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him. Took his busak mubarak, his saliva mubarak, applied it. He said, I never felt pain after that. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, whose title is Fatih Khaybar. He defeated the Jews, remember that. The big fort, you must go there now, Umrah season is open. He's 150 kilometers away from Medina. I went myself, alhamdulillah. So you must go to all these places and see Iman Taza ho jayega. Who is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda? When the same Shias, some of them started saying, Sayyidina Ali is ilah. He's Allah, Allah for birth. He took them and he burnt them. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu burnt them. Some Sahaba even objected, how could you burn them and so? But this is what he did. So you must remember this type of things. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who take his children, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhuma, and they were the ladla, they were the beloved of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometimes would see them playing, then would carry them, one in the right hand, one in the left hand, embrace them and kiss them. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma. وَأَحِبَّهُمَا وَأَحِبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّهُمَا. Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, I love this Nawasa, these two grandsons of mine. You also love them and love the one who loved them. For us to love the family of Nabi alayhi salam is an integral part of our iman. Remember, it's non-negotiable. قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. So we must love the family of Nabi alayhi salam. But that does not mean that you do what the Kuffar Shia are doing. One side they say they love said the Ahlul Bayt and the household of Nabi alayhi salam. But on the other side they're swearing, cursing Hazrat Aisha. They're swearing, cursing Hazrat Hafsa. So what are you doing? You're cursing the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam and you tell me you love the family of Nabi alayhi salam? You are cursing the son-in-law of Nabi alayhi salam, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. And you say you love the Ahlul Bayt. So how you reconcile that? So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, Nabi alayhi salam said, this is hadith sahih. Man kuntum mawlahu fa aliyun mawla. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Hajj, 14th of Zulhijjah. And it was after Hajj, now they're going back to Medina Munawwara. On the 18th, you must remember that they stopped in a place called Ghadir-e-Khum. What happened there, there was argument. Some Sahaba, they had some argument, objection on Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard and said Sayyidina Ali is right. Then there the pond and water was there. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the hand of Sayyidina Ali and said, Man kuntu mawlahu fa aliyun mawla. That who is the friend of Ali, he is my friend. You are my friend, you are Ali's friend. Allahumma wali man wala. People who love Ali, then Allah will love you. So we must love Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. There's no such thing we can speak bad or so. Never, we'll never allow it. So we must be clear on all this. So his manaqib and virtue are so much, you must remember. But the same people, they forced him, you must remember, to leave Medina Munawwara and go to Kufa and those places in Iraq, and that became the capital now. So there's a saying in Arabic. It's not hadith, remember this. This is just a saying. Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. You can't say everybody now. But some people of Iraq, they come and they have Nifaq, hypocrisy. And then Kufi. They say, Al-Kufi la Yufi. The people of Kufa, they don't fulfill their promises. I just digress for a minute. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, he performed 55 hajj. So he used to come from Iraq. They asked him, for what? You're the big imam, the big genius, for what? You have to make 55 hajj. He said, there's one ayat in the noble Quran. And that ayat is not mentioned for any verse, for any ibadat beside hajj. لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. They will witness the nafa and the benefit accruing to them. So therefore I keep on going, alhamdulillah. So one day he sat there. Imam Malik rahimahullah was teaching. So all the students went away and he sat there. So Imam Malik rahimahullah saw him, Minain, from where you come? Said, Ahlul Iraq. So Imam Malik said, Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. Imam Hanifa is genius. So he told him, understood? Imam Hanifa told him, Sheikh, give me permission, I want to read Quran to you. He said, read. So he came to the verse. Now the verse is, وَمِنَ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ وَمِنَ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ. There's some people of Medina, they persist and they continue on hypocrisy. لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ. You don't know them, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ. So we know them very well. Allah is saying, so Imam Hanifa is a genius. So he said, okay, I want to read Quran. He opened the page, he started reading. So he read, وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْإِرَاقِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ. He said, hey, stop what you're reading. Then he said, you're Hanifa. He said, only Hanifa can catch me out like that. You see, you're telling us that we the people of Iraq, we hypocrite, but Allah is saying some people in Medina are munafiq and hypocrite. What genius these people were. You see. Cut long story short, so now Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu realizes, now two, three battles took place. I'll just give you one, two lines on that. One side was Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anhu. This is the 36th year of the Hijrah. One side with her is Sayyidina Talha radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu anhu. These are the greatest Sahaba, Ashara Mubashara. They never had aspirations to say, we want to become Khalifa. They only said, Ya Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen, 100% ala ra'asi wal-ain, you are there. But these murderers of Sayyidina Usman, we must deal with them and qisas must take place. Justice must prevail. So that was their opinion and suggestion. On the other side, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu felt that if we are going to let justice come now to these enemies, it will create a bigger fitna and more turmoil will come. So therefore, he delayed it for a little while. Not that he didn't want to do it. So that is what led to a battle, and that is why they hate Sayyidina Aisha, Allah forbid, and this great Sahaba also. Next year, now understand Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. During the last 2 years of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, so he appointed him, Amir Muawiyah, as the governor of Sham. Sham is the Levant that is there, Syria, Jordan, Palestine, Lebanon. All that area you call Sham. So last 2 years, whole 12 years of Sayyidina Usman, he is there, or still the leader. Then Sayyidina Ali told him, I am Khalifa, you must take also Bay'ah on me. And he said, I can take Bay'ah. You are the Ali Umir al-Mu'mineen, we accept you. But one condition, these murderers of Sayyidina Usman, we must take them to justice. And they must pay the price for committing such a heinous crime. So again, another battle took place, 37th year of Hijrah. And then Sayyidina Ali realized that these people, the third force, they are the ones causing all this mayhem and chaos. So what happens now? So they come for Sayyidina Ali himself. You see, the third force, always a hidden agenda. Abdul Rahman bin Muljim comes, and he is going to assassinate Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina, it's month of Ramadan, is the 40th year of the Hijrah, is 17th of Ramadan. And what did Sayyidina Ali say, my brothers? We don't study, we don't read, we read all these shaitans, who scored a century, who scored gold and own gold and all these type of things. So that even the Kalas, they will know all that. Now they got new shaitan, and the woman's will come. Woman's will come. Now you see, all these things. So and they ask why Taliban are very bad. They say Taliban don't allow the woman to play football. So therefore Taliban are very bad. That's what they said. So you must remember this. So anyway, the point I'm making here is this, that Abdul Rahman bin Muljim came and he stabbed and he attacked Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. While the blood is oozing out, gushing out. Do you know what he said? Do you know what Sayyidina Ali said? The blood is oozing out. And he says, Fustu wa Rabbil Ka'aba. I take qasam on Almighty Allah, I am successful. You see, Sahaba. These are Sahaba. We must love all. We must love every Sahaba. And the greatest is Sayyidina Abu Bakr, then Sayyidina Umar Farooq, then Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani, then Sayyidina Ali Haydar al-Qarrar, Ali al-Murtada radiallahu anhu majma'in. That is our iman. Now who becomes the Khalifa? Who becomes the Khalifa? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa. It's Ramadan, it's the 40th year of the Hijrah, and he's in charge. I brought pages now. I told my brother Hafiz Muhammad Basra, give to Muhammad Badat and give to the ulama here. In the Shia kitab, when I speak, I don't use our kitab because the Shias are listening to me. And I challenge them to tell me I'm quoting wrong. So in the Shia kitab, Ihtijaj of Tabrasi is written, when, now first get the hadith, one day, now I gave you the dates, second year, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu married Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhu. Third year, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is born. Fourth year, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is born. And at demise of Nabi alayhi salam, 11th year. So what is their ages respectively? 7 and 8 years. So they're very young. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees on his minbar, there in Masjid Nabawi, Sayyidina Hassan is sitting in the Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving advice to the Sahaba, إِنَّ ابْنِ هَذَا سَيِّدٌ لَأَلَّ اللَّهَ أَيُّسْلِحَ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِيَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah will use him to bring about reconciliation in the Ummah. 6 months he remains. You must remember the Khalifa, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali, the eldest son, Sayyidina Hussein's brother, by 1 year he's elder. So he resigned. He leaves Iraq. He goes to Damascus. He goes himself to Amir Muawiyah and says, I remove and I take out this mantle of Khilafat leadership, you become the Amir. Who gave who the Imarat, Shia brothers? Today the Shias want to curse Amir Muawiyah. So when Sayyidina Hassan did this, they used to call him that, Ya Muzil al-Muslimin, you disgraced us. You brought disgrace to us. He said, Al-ar khayrun minan nar. Al-ar khayrun minan nar. Your so-called disgrace is better than the fire. So from the year 41, listen carefully, Ahlu Sunnah. And you Kufar Shia, listen carefully. From the year 41, you must remember that is 6 months after the martyrdom of Sayyidina Ali. He, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, becomes the Khalifa. From then 41 till 60, 22nd of Rajab, he Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu arda passes away. For 19 and a half, 20 years approximately, he is Khalifa. If you go today, I'm ending now. So if you go to Damascus. So I went there 3-4 times. So when I went, I told him, I must go to the grave Mubarak of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. They said, Mamnu. I said, what you mean Mamnu? He said that when the grave was open, then these kuffar Shias used to come and used to spit and all that on the grave of Amir Muawiyah. So therefore, I said, take me there. We went there. There's an old lady there at that time. She said, Mamnu. So I tell ya, Anya, Auntie, whatever, Amma, and all that. You said, Khala, whatever. I said, I'm from South Africa, Junubi Africa. And she felt sorry, sympathy. You know, we play the sympathy card sometimes to visit all these places. So she said, okay, you come alone. And so the guide stayed and I went and I prayed there, made dua there. See, you're not even allowed to visit the grave of Amir Muawiyah because the Bashar Asad, Hafizul Asad, his father, all Pakka, 100% Shia, Kufar, they're one of the worst type of Shia, the Alawi. But you don't know these things. You must learn all this here. And who is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu? Hadith, I give you one hadith, Bukhari Sharif. Tomorrow we'll continue, inshallah, regarding Amir Muawiyah and Karbala and what have you. So, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Umm Haram radiallahu anha is the Rawi, the reporter. She says, قَوَلَ النَّبِيُّ الْمُصْطَفَىٰ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ He, the Master alayhi salam, said, أَوَّلُ جَيْشٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي يَغْزُونَ الْبَحْرَ قَدْ أَوْجَبُ The first group and the first army to go on the ocean and go out on the navy battles and so forth, for them, they wajib, they defend, they definitely going to get Jannah. All the Ahlu Sunnah, go open Fathul Bari of Ibn Hajar, go open Umdatul Qadri of Badruddin Aini, Allama Badruddin, go open Kashful Bari, our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib, Bitul Bukhari Sharif, 50 years plus minus. So all of them say that this virtue belongs only to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. In a time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, he took permission and the naval vessel went and to go fight and so forth. And this area of Cyprus and all that was conquered at that time. And Ubadah bin Samit is buried there, Aqsa al-Mubarak. His wife, Umme Haram, she's buried there in Cyprus. You see what Sahaba did. So you must sift out fact from fiction, fact from propaganda. Today, ma'al asafi shadeed, the truth is this, many Sunnis, so-called Sunnis, you must remember giving the Shia narrative, and who murdered and martyred Sayyidina Hussein, and they blame the Sunnis. I'm showing to you, from the Shia kitabs, you must remember, one al-ihtijaj, one al-irshad of Sheikh Mufid, one, you must remember that, a'yanu Shia, they confess, we murdered and martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu warda, and we blame the Sunnis for it. It's like the Americans and Jutlas. They shot the whole, you understand, twin towers down, and they say the Arabs pulled it off. You see? So that is what you must know, my brothers and sisters, that we must love the Sahaba. We must first Allah Ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahlul Bayt, and in Ahlul Bayt, the honorable wives are included. And the children, grandchildren are included. And all the Sahaba, Awliyaullah, and follow the four schools, that is Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Allah Jalla wa Ala, keep us with Iman. Let us die and pass away with Iman. Allah protect the Harameen Sharifeen and Masjidul Aqsa. Tonight is also big night, is Laylatul Jumu'ah. And where you are is Laylatul Ashura, make special dua. We will have Laylatul Ashura tomorrow night and Saturday is Ashura, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wa mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma izzal Islam wa al-Muslimin, Allahumma ansur al-Mujahideen fi kulli makan, Allahumma ahfaz bilad al-Haramain al-Sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh, Allahumma tawhir al-Masjid al-Aqsa min al-Yahudi al-Ghasibin al-Muhtalleen, Allahumma alayka bil-Yahudi al-Zalimin, Allahumma ahsihim adada, waqtulhum badada, wa la tubki minhum ahada. اللهم سلط عليهم قلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربي اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.